from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for February 2nd, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. You can support Career Opportunities in a number of ways, including a review in the iTunes podcast directory. You'll find links for this and more on the website, welchwrite.com/career. That's welchwrite.com/career. Today's show? Just kidding often means exactly the opposite. Just kidding. We hear this on the playground as children and in the office as an adult. Usually it's followed by, geez, don't you have a sense of humor? Over the years, though, I've learned that just kidding is one of those phrases that means exactly the opposite of what it says. The speaker isn't kidding at all, but only using the phrase to deflect how incredibly insensitive and rude they're actually behaving. I know this might sound like an overreaction, but years of work experience have shown me that the people who use the just kidding gambit are troublesome to everyone around them. In their wake, they leave a path of anger and hurt and can sow the seeds of their own career destruction if they don't learn to modify their behavior. Say you're talking with a group of friends or coworkers and make some sort of statement. It matters little the substance of the statement because a just kidding person often needs little impetus to inject their response. Out of the blue, you'll hear, "Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard," or maybe even uproarious laughter. Then, when you show your disapproval with a look or your words, you'll hear, "Just kidding." They weren't kidding, though, and everyone knows it. What this person is trying to do is to deflect the focus from their rude behavior and somehow make it your problem. They're insulting you and then trying to pretend that that wasn't their goal in the first place. It's a childish attempt at control and manipulation, and anyone who exhibits the behavior should be confronted and reprimanded. In fact, I consider just kidding behavior to be the primary indicator of someone who is lacking in the social skills so necessary to work in life. If I see someone exhibiting this behavior, I would seriously question working for them or with them in any environment. Life is simply too short to spend your time with ill-mannered, and I would say in some cases, out-of-control personalities. So, do you see yourself or any of your coworkers in this description? I know that I was not always the most socially skilled member of society when I was younger. Even when older, we all have the ability to make social faux pas, but these occurrences should be rare. Take a long, hard look at your own behaviors. Do you often find yourself saying, "Just kidding," or exhibiting the equally annoying, exasperated sigh, as I did at one point in my career? You can read more about that in The Exasperated Sigh from June 3rd, 2005. If you do, you need to start banishing this behavior from your life immediately. Do whatever it takes. Snap a rubber band on your wrist whenever you feel inclined, or fine yourself every time you do it. Whatever it takes. If you don't, the consequences to your career could be dramatic and drastic. Why ban this behavior? Simply, you're insulting and perhaps even angering everyone who's on the receiving end of this behavior. Regardless of how you might try to justify the behavior, you're making enemies at every turn. You're creating a group of people who don't want to work with you, for you, or even around you. You're creating a group of people who won't care, or perhaps even rejoice, when you're fired or marked for layoff. Just kidding might seem such a small issue, but it affects everyone and everything around you. Furthermore, if you think the effects in the office are bad, you can only imagine the damage such behavior does to your relationships with friends and family. Just kidding behavior can arise from a number of points. We can do it when we feel insecure or frightened. It can creep in when our guard is down due to illness or fatigue. Regardless, though, if you want to ensure yourself a happier life and a more productive and successful career, you need to banish the phrase "just kidding" and its surrogates from your vocabulary today. If not, I can guarantee that those around you will make their displeasure very clear through their actions. You'll drive away those people whom you need the most, and destroy your career in the bargain. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.